Hey, welcome to episode 11X of the CTO Advisor Podcast, because you guys don't care about numbering, obviously. What kind of geeks are you? Well, we're going to see what type of geeks you are, because we're going to have a really interesting conversation with the Dell Technologies team. I have with me Connor Duffy, who's sponsoring this podcast via Dell Technologies. Connor, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Keith. Yourself? Thanks for having us.
I'm happy that you're here. Introduce your team that you brought with you to these beautiful offices in Naperville, Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to jump right into it. So my name's Connor, and I'm based in Toronto. I'm a Dell EMC veteran, almost 20 years, and I run technical marketing for our solutions business. And I've been, right a part of Power One almost since inception. To my left here, for those listening, I've got a technical authority. I often boast about his abilities, named David Iovino. And just for expediency, we've also introduced Justin Jones here, who is a leading marketing Jedi for the Power One system, among other things.
So from a Power One perspective, we'll get into that product in a minute, but I wanted to relay a story that I thought about earlier in my career. As we were challenged with the onset of cloud and combating shadow IT, what we did to try and get in front of it is that we bought a bunch of servers, we bought a bunch of storage, we set up VMware, vSphere. This is early days. This is even before vSphere was named vSphere. What we discovered was it wasn't just the 3 months to procure hardware. It was all these other things that the cloud could do, these automations to provision the machines. They could get a user could get a VM in about 3 minutes by swiping their credit card, and I just couldn't compete with that. So I went the line that most people went. I went to automate my infrastructure. I built automations so that I could easily provision resources, and then day two happened. After I provisioned it, I got scope creep, etc. And we talked all about all of this on video, but I wanted to make it real. So Dave, I'm gonna start off the conversation with you. Does that sound like a familiar experience?
Absolutely. So and that's really what I think one of the things that we're taking on with Power One here is that we are doing all that automation for you. You're consuming the automation, and we're maintaining that automation throughout its life cycle, because that's what happens when you do essentially point-in-time automations. But what we're doing is maintaining all of that throughout the life cycle of the product, so that you don't have to, and you could just consume the automations.
So kind of, I'm gonna hit you up on this one, because what I heard from Dave, I like in theory, but I gotta get some kind of product muscle behind that, because automation's hard. I can't hire, when I'm running an organization, I can't hire enough engineers to do all the automations that needed to be done. How is Dell solving that problem with Power One, or even addressing that?
Well, I mean, I think that in that scenario you gave, it was a flawed strategy. Building infrastructure doesn't make you a better, more cost-effective company. Nor does building automation in-house. Nor is any of that going to make you unique, differentiated, or to your point, competitive to public cloud. So what we're doing with Power One is with our software, intelligent software, we're enabling autonomous infrastructure. And what that means is you can declare an outcome, just like you said about the public cloud. I want a certain amount of infrastructure, certain amount of resources, and you don't have to do all that work of either standing it up yourself or building the automation so that you don't have to do it repetitively.
But the complexity doesn't disappear. The work is somewhere. Someone does the work.
Right.
If I'm not doing it, how is Dale doing it? I mean, you don't know my environment.
Well, we're orchestrating the infrastructure, Keith. We're not orchestrating anything on your application, so we're hypervisor down. So server storage networking, we manufacture all this equipment, right? We've codified in our software all the best practices. VMware, for example, is a Dell Technologies company. So we have crafted and expertly architected the system so that, again, that you don't have to. Because I mean, I would contend that doing that in-house yourself is not a good strategy. It's not a cost-effective strategy.
Justin, help draw the parallels to cloud for me. Because what I hear is that Dell is recommending that I don't build a private cloud, that I consume a private cloud that Dell built. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so. We've seen more and more customers looking at hybrid clouds where they have on-premises environments and off-premises environments. And what Power1 brings you is that ability to automate your entire data center with this single piece of infrastructure. So I'm not telling you don't build this. I'm saying make it easier on yourself by consuming this as a single piece of infrastructure. Tie it in to your existing processes, tie it into your ticketing systems, and take advantage of the automation that we've built already that will continue to maintain and support over time. Take advantage of the lifecycle maintenance and management that we'll have in place. Take advantage of the expansion over time that we've pre-built into this engineered solution.
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. This is a system that we build, we maintain, you consume. You do something better with your time.
So I get that everyone in the industry is telling me, you know what, Keith, we'll take the burden away from you, you'll do it. But Dave, one of the things that kind of just sticks in my craw a little bit is that this term automation. You guys may be right that I've looked at it wrong over my career, that, you know, the value in automation is me creating the automations. But I can't deny the power around the community that has been built around sharing automations. So when you're telling me that the controller is providing the automations, I'm just having a hard time giving up that control. Like you're on one end, you're telling me that I have more control, but yet I can't see the scripts.
So I don't think it's giving up control. It's moving where you're going to have your control to a higher level. Right, it's accepting abstraction at, say, in this case, in the Power1 world, the platform level, right, which today is a vSphere cluster, right. So you're accepting abstraction there, and where you're requesting vSphere clusters, and we're handling all that automation for us, and you're consuming that automation, and your view from where you automate moves to the next level up. I want to be able to deploy virtual machines. That's where you should focus on. Not infrastructure automation is messy, it's hard, and it's best done by the vendor, and that allows you to consume that automation.
Again, I love what you're saying, but I have 22 years in this game. And when someone tells me, trust my vendor, until public cloud, that never really, you know, for software, you know, the trusting the infrastructure company for software outcomes is not something I'm accustomed to. So Connor, help give me some raw numbers. You know, how many people are doing this thing? You spent almost your entire Dell career working on this project. What's the investment like behind the scenes? Give me some sense of scale.
It's not something that I believe we are willing to disclose publicly.
Right.
But I can tell you that it is non-trivial investment. Hundreds of developers. I think I mentioned tens of thousands of lines of automation code that we've run and tested and validated. I mean, I think Dave nailed it. We're not saying to not build automation. We're just saying to focus your efforts to build automation in the areas that create actual value to the business, right? Not on automating the deployment of a PowerEdge server, right? That's not gonna make you more competitive as a business. Take that energy, take that skill set, and move that skill set to automating aspects of your processes, your integration, your control, and at the application layer, as Dave said it so eloquently.
So who's the market for this? I love the fact that you said take kind of the OpEx dollars that I'm spending on doing these things today and moving them somewhere else. Is there a ROI for a specific type of customer?
Yeah, I would say so. We're looking for customers who want to imbue their organization with this kind of transformation. Maybe they've tried this before, or they've automated pieces, but they haven't been able to get over that organizational hump that moves them into the next level of really taking advantage of something as infrastructure as code, right? And finding a way to really operationalize that for their team. So folks that are looking to do that, it's really focused towards the consolidation of workloads, specifically the consolidation of high-value workloads. You're able to bring those in. And again, I just can't say enough, it's really about the automation.
So I've heard automation, 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 cloud. And I think the technology comparisons are apt. You guys have thought this out. That's obvious. I think the market will decide if it's the way to go. But I think part of that market decision is options on buying this thing. I can't trade one OpEx problem for another OpEx problem or a CapEx problem for another CapEx problem. Talk to me about how you guys are helping me buy this thing in the way that I need to buy it.
Yeah, Dell actually has, Dell Technologies has Dell Financial Services. So we've got an enormous organization there to help our customers. And we've got a couple of really new options that we have that are working into Power One specifically. So we have Pay-as-you-Grow, which allows us to actually pre-position equipment on the floor. And then as you take advantage of it, you can pay for it. So converting some of that CapEx and OpEx. And then we actually have what we call Flex on Demand, which allows our customers really to scale up and scale down their spend over time, depending on the amount of equipment that they're using.
So Dave, I'm gonna end off with one last question to you. You're the engineer. You know, you kind of cut through the fluff. I like Connor and I like Justin. I've interviewed both of them before, but they're marketers, so they're a little bit more finished than me and you. If you had to give a pitch for why Power One is different than anything that I've done before, what is that pitch?
So I think the key is really about moving up the stack, right? I want to be able to automate my environment. I want to tie my systems together. I don't want to write automation for infrastructure. It's best to let Dell write that automation, maintain that automation. Automating infrastructure is messy. It's hard, it's complicated, and it's messy. So the key is with the Power One system, I don't have to think about automating that infrastructure. I think of outcomes. I want a cluster that's ready to deploy virtual machines on one API call. I want to be at, when I'm done with that cluster, I want to be able to delete it and return those resources to my pool so I can use it for something else. If I have a cluster that the workloads are expanding on, I want to be able to expand that cluster, one API call. When I want to upgrade that cluster, I want one API call. So for me, it turns clusters into essentially, or it turns the Power One system into a endpoint at which I can now abstract away the infrastructure and focus on what I want to do, and that's deploying virtual machines and applications above that.
All right, that was a mouthful. And listeners, I like what Dell is saying, and I want to accept it, but the 22 years of hitting my head against the wall and trying to make IT work just tells me that my antibodies kick in. And I want to hear from you. What do you think? Is Dell on the right track? Is Dell the right company? Obviously, with the EMC acquisition, VMware Technologies, Pivotal, the pieces are there. Have they put it together? Let me know. You can reach out to me on Twitter, @CTOAdvisor. On Twitter, @CTOAdvisor is the website. Rate the podcast in iTunes. It helps with discoverability. Share it with your friends. Talk to you next CTO Dose.